walking through the main concourse here of the European Parliament. As you can see, there are a lot of media crews here, and that's because Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook founder and multi-billionaire, is coming to give testimony, to answer questions to the Conference of Presidents. There are eight people here, including myself, who lead groups in the European Parliament. I'm still here, 9 months to go, and I guess they're going to ask questions about privacy. The Cambridge Analytica stuff will come up, although most of that, I think, is frankly nonsense. But what interests me is that since January, Zuckerberg appears to have become horrified that his media and other social media platforms have led to Brexit, Trump, the Italian elections, and they've changed the methods by which they work, the mathematical formulae, the algorithms. And since January, if you're on the right of centre, there's about a 25% fall in the amount of engagement and views that you get on Facebook. So it's become very political. Now, Zuckerberg keeps saying it's a platform for all ideas. Well, not those on the right of centre, it would appear. I intend to ask him a few questions about that.
And I give the floor to Mr. Farage, chair of the European Freedom and Direct Democracy Group.
Mr. Zuckerberg, I'm the largest user of Facebook in all the EU institutions in terms of followers, in terms of engagement, so I'm your best client here in the room. I've no idea of the value of that, but I'm pleased to see you, as I hope you are me. The one slight problem I have, and I'm watching very carefully the testimony that you gave on Capitol Hill. Time and again, people asked you, is this genuinely a neutral political platform? And you come up with the same line again and again. It's well-crafted. You say that Facebook is a platform for all ideas. Now, historically, of course, it's true that through Facebook and other forms of social media, there is no way that Brexit or Trump, or the Italian elections could ever possibly have happened. It was social media that allowed people to get round the back of mainstream media. Now, perhaps you're horrified by this creation of yours and what it's led to. I don't know. But what is absolutely true is that since January of this year, you've changed your modus operandi, you've changed your algorithms, and it has led directly to a very substantial drop in views and engagements for those that have got right of centre political opinions. The facts are very clear. Just look at President Trump's numbers on a much smaller scale. Look at mine. Look at thousands of other conservative commentators. And on average, we're down about 25% over the course of this year. And, that's happening on a platform for all ideas. I'm not talking here, Mr. Zuckerberg, about extremism. I'm not talking about encouraging violence. I'm not talking about hatred of anybody. I'm talking about people who have majority mainstream opinions. And frankly, I feel they are being willfully discriminated against. What interests me is who decides what is acceptable? Who are these people you referred to earlier, these third-party fact-checkers? Who are these people? I mean, why is there no transparency in this process at all? I'm not generally somebody that calls for legislation on the international stage, but I'm beginning to wonder whether we need a social media bill of rights to basically protect free speech. And I'm asking you today very, very clearly that would you accept that today Facebook is not a platform for all ideas that is operated impartially?
There were a couple of questions about political bias that I want to touch on, because I think that this is a very important topic. As a couple of you mentioned, we are committed to being a platform for all ideas. That means that we want to make it so that people can come to our service and share any idea across the political spectrum. It's very important to me that we're a service that allows for a wide variety of political discourse. We view that as a big part of our responsibility, and I can commit to you here today that we have never and will not make decisions about what content is allowed or how we do ranking on the basis of a political orientation. So that's an important philosophical point for me that I'm proud to be able to commit to. We've made a number of changes this year to make sure that we're showing people's friends and family and community content more than public content in general. So a lot of the feedback that we've heard from people is that they come to Facebook because they want to stay connected to people. We've also done a lot of well-being research. This wasn't a topic that came up today, but we're very focused on making sure that people's use of technology is good for people's well-being and is not taking away from it in some way. And all the research that we have shows that when you're using the internet to stay connected to people that you care about, that's good for your well-being. It's correlated with measures like increased measures of health and happiness and feeling more connected and less alone over time. But when you're just using Facebook or the internet overall to read news or passively consume videos, that isn't correlated with those same benefits to well-being. So because of that and because of feedback that we've received, we've made a number of shifts to the services to promote connecting with people's friends and family and communities more than public content. So that has led to reductions in distribution for public content, video, news, across the board, and is not targeting any specific political ideology. I know that there are a lot of important elections coming up in Europe. I think in 2019 and 2018, there were elections in Slovenia and Sweden, Latvia, Estonia, Belgium, Poland, and of course the European Parliament. And this is one of our top priorities as a company, is just making sure that we prevent anyone from trying to interfere in elections like the Russians were able to in the U.S. Presidential election in 2016. And I outlined some of the roadmap for that earlier. The game plan is a combination of building more AI tools to identify fake accounts that are trying to interfere and take them down, like we did in the French presidential election, where we identified and took down more than 30,000 accounts. A playbook of closer operation and cooperation with federal election commissions, like we executed in the German elections in 2017, and increased transparency, which we think is going to be very important. If you have the ads that every political actor or advertiser is trying to run to every audience be public, then there's just more accountability. And if someone is trying to do that as a fake account, it becomes more apparent. If someone as a legitimate political actor is just sending different messages to different groups, that will be transparent. So we think that greater accountability is important. And that set of transparency tools that we're building, we're going to be rolling out around the world globally this summer. So we're optimistic about that. We think that there's probably more to do to add on to those after the first version, but we think that first version is going to take us quite far as well.
Well, one thing for sure, he got some practice on Capitol Hill answering questions. He was in the dock a lot longer there than he was here. I thought he seemed relatively relaxed. I think he got more of a battering in many ways on Capitol Hill than he got here. I mean, what's he really saying? He's saying that they're increasing the number of compliance officers. He's saying there's big change coming. He's saying regulation will come. The debate is just what form it takes. And he's trying to be as reassuring as he possibly can be. I mean, the truth of it is, not much is really going to change. And I think the so-called data abuses, the online nastiness, I don't really see, frankly, how they can control all of that. He claims that unpleasant videos can be taken down within 10 minutes. My problem with it is, well, I was very polite to him, but my problem with it is that if you look at the numbers since January, there is no doubt that those of a conservative centre-right disposition are effectively being discriminated against by the way Facebook now operate. And he says to me, he looks me in the eye, he says, but Nigel, there is no political bias at all. This is a platform for all ideas. That is the great motto that he comes out with, and I don't believe him. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to write to him and show him the figures, not my figures, but figures produced independently by people analysing and auditing social media. So I won't let it rest. I have to say, you know, many countries of the world have constitutions that protect their basic rights. I wonder with social media whether we need something that actually protects our rights of free speech. I wasn't talking today, and I made it clear about President Trump and Eurosceptics. We are not some sort of extremist fringe. We are the majority mainstream view in our countries, and we deserve a fair hearing. Please subscribe to Farage Against the Machine. Thanks for listening.